This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Give us a call, my friends, and join the convo. Born by God's dear grace. On What's on Your Mind. In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be exactly?
For the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Old Glory and that eagle flying away on
the old land
and over America. Jim, the flagpole guy, made a very good point before the break that no other country has the reverence for the flag of their country like we do in the United States of America, which begs the question, are you flying the flag? Have you found a place to fly that flag? If you haven't, give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. I'd love to shout out for Perkins. Is there a Perkins anywhere that doesn't have that big, giant American flag?
Oh, I know, right? Always has.
Gateway Chevrolet, same thing. Big, giant flag. We'll love it. Right over I-29. We're doing our part here at the Flag Family Headquarters as well. Right along I-29. Big, giant flag. Not the Perkins big, but I equate ours to like the one on the White House. It's more stately. Kind of fits the... Fits the M.O. Staged perfectly. That's the great thing about Jim. He really works with you to make sure you get the appropriate presentation there. It's a really nice job at our church. He did a American flag and then the state of North Dakota and Holy See, Vatican flag in a nice presentation. So that's a great job. 571-FLAG, usflagpoleguy.com. Give him a call. All right, 8 past the hour. We have some time till the bottom of the hour to take more of your questions or comments on any and all issues. We've been talking a little bit about Ron DeSantis' rollout for President of the United States last night and the substance that was there, and comparing that to interviews and or speeches of Donald Trump. And I've made the bold statement that I believe Ron DeSantis has more meat on the bones, is what I'm calling it, more heft, more substance there than Donald Trump brings. Donald Trump has assets like been there, done that. We know what he would do. And that's why I'm a Donald Trump supporter. But I think Ron DeSantis does a very good job of telling us exactly what he believes and what he would do. You agree with that? You let me know. 701-271-1100. Mary and Moorhead, next to go on the program. How are you, Mary?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
I was listening to you guys yesterday, and I wanted to call in because there was a discussion about a question on the University of Minnesota medical exam regarding George Floyd. And I think if I heard you guys correctly, you were saying that this question and a number of the questions dominated the medical exam. And I wanted to just clarify that that was incorrect. There was one question. It was an optional question that students could answer. They did not have to. We did not have to answer it. And it was at the end of the exam. And it was more to gather just general insight in how some students attending feel about certain issues. So just to clear that up, there was not an overwhelming amount of questions. There was one. It was optional. And that I thought was an important point to make, and just to clear that up for your listeners.
Yeah, we had a text from a listener when we had a conversation with a professor from Cornell who was speaking out regarding a program at the University of Minnesota that said that the only applicants that were welcome were non-white applicants. And somebody then texted in and said, I believe you're right. I believe they said there were multiple questions about George Floyd on the University of Minnesota Medical School applications.
Which I had a hard time believing. Thanks for clearing that up.
It's partially correct because there was one question, and it's one too many if you ask me, but not completely accurate that there were multiple, so I appreciate that.
Right, and it wasn't a requirement, and it was not used. Answers were not used to judge or evaluate even the student on performance. So I thought that was really important to get in.
Why would there be any question about George Floyd on a University of Minnesota medical exam?
Well, in a broader sense, I think their purpose was just to identify the thinking of students who would then go into medical practice, and if there is any, you know, internal bias or predetermined opinions about who should be treated and how they should be treated, and the viewpoints of that group on how medicine should react to, you know, treatment of people of all backgrounds and all colors.
Ask that question then. Ask it that way rather than involving George Floyd in it. I don't know. Just it seems like it has no place in a medical exam, you know, for entrance to University of Minnesota, optional or not.
But it didn't. I mean, it's more like survey. It's more like research. It didn't relate to the medical exam at all. It was more just conducting research on opinions. And, of course, the George Floyd incident was front and center for a long period of time, so people had to be aware of it.
Sure.
And some, you know, people gather opinions about what it means. So I think it was just in the context of how will the people coming into the medical profession today treat those who are not the same as themselves.
Mary, thank you for the call and clarifying what we'd heard from a listener yesterday on that exam. So appreciate that very much. Myron, somewhere in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there.
Myron. Hi, how are you?
I just want to say I was at the Shields Arena to hear Trump, and I also heard him in Bemidji. And he has a voice and a heart for this country. Until DeSantis can bring the crowd to, well, I call it, feel what he is saying, he is not ready. Trump can bring feeling to the crowd about this country. And I don't think DeSantis is there yet.
Yeah, by the way, I was at both of those as well, Trump. Shields Arena and Bemidji, and there is no equal to Donald Trump when it comes to electricity in a crowd or being able to even attract a crowd.
Right.
No equal. Nothing. Nothing like anything like it has not been seen in politics in my lifetime. It's phenomenal.
Right. And DeSantis, I don't have anything against the man, but I don't think he's ready for the presidency that we need today. We need a fighter, which Trump is. We need somebody that's willing to say what we want to say. Not what he necessarily wants to say, what we as Americans want to say. And you know what I mean.
Myron, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Is Ron DeSantis not a fighter? He literally was a fighter, right? Stationed in Iraq.
I don't have any doubt that he's a fighter.
Is there anything we've seen in Florida where he's not demonstrated the ability to be a fighter?
Exactly.
So I think his resume includes that. But if you're basing this on who can attract a better crowd or bring energy in an event, Donald Trump has no equal.
Yep.
No equal, never has, never will.
I'm going to go with my analogy from now on that they're all making a Trump salad. They're all just going to put different dressing on it. And that's what it is. It's the whole. We talk about word salads all the time from the nonsense of the current administration, but these are real. I mean, it's a real salad. It's real problems. That's the Trump salad. You know, they're all just going to make up. They're all just going to whip up their own dressing for it. But It's going to be the same salad. I'm going with that one.
Texter says, I really like President Trump, but Ron DeSantis is doing a wonderful job in Florida, so he is not all talk. Another, to get a good VP for Trump from the current swath of presidential candidates, Trump needs to stop with the attacks on the other candidates. Trump DeSantis would have worked if he hadn't started attacking him in the media.
What if after the primary and Trump's the guy, if they put down the swords? I'm saying that. That's 3D chess, man, right there. I still think
if Donald Trump's the nominee, Ron DeSantis is the VP, and despite any attacks.
Yep.
And by the way, he's
got to go with the best team.
He is doubling down on the attacks, especially over the glitches that came of the Twitter launch last night. He's just unbelievable. He did a contrast between his 2024 announcement and
shocking.
And the had a little video up within seconds, and he has another one where the rocket is crashing. You seen that one yet?
No.
It's got Ron DeSantis' logo on the screen, and the rocket, Elon Musk crashes. So he's having fun with it as much of the media is. More of your calls welcome at 701-271-1100 after this. Don't go away. Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me say the same thing. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come around. I'll never be untrue.
tribute today on What's on Your Mind. 20 past the hour. We've got a kind of a backlog of calls that came in off the air. You want to roll? We have a very upset woman. Very upset. Not happy with our commentary today, I guess. I'm worried about this woman. We need to call a doctor or anything, Kev?
No, I think we'll be good.
Okay, yeah. I could take this call if you want. You ready? Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Neil's on a chalkboard. Ron DeSantis, I gotta turn this off. Mr. Hannon, you couldn't be more wrong today. This is Lexi Preston owner. You think we're gonna vote for Ron DeSantis, the Trump people? You think he's gonna win? He's got far less of a chance than probably anybody. You're so wrong today.
Oh, hey. Let's say and vote.
Did I say any of that stuff that she's screaming about?
No. No. But we're just saying, first of all, it's not just DeSantis. We're forgetting about Nikki Haley, and we're forgetting about Asa Hutchinson, and we're forgetting about Vivek Ramaswamy and Larry Elder. There's a number of people in the race.
All this.
This is just we're just pontificating on the
To repeat one more time, last night Ron DeSantis announced his candidacy on Twitter. It was packed with substance. I think he does a better job at the substance. Is some of it influenced by what Trump did as president? Absolutely. That's fantastic. I want somebody that can tell me why they want to be president and what they'll do. And I thought Ron DeSantis did a very good job of doing that, okay? Does not take away my love and affection for Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, whatsoever. And I still believe he's going to be the nominee. I really do. Here's another.
Say, look, I just listened to this message from Ron DeSantis, and I've been a Trump fan for a long time, but I agree. Ron DeSantis is a better messenger. He can talk the talk, but can he walk the walk?
Great point. That's what we're saying. Is he the fighter that Trump is? I don't know.
And that's where Trump has no equal.
None.
Because he's
no
done
doubt.
It. He's done it. And by the way, I think he deserves another chance to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in the Trump...
he's got my vote.
DeSantis quote. Camp,
right? He'll have my vote in the primary, too.
Trump, DeSantis.
Yep. I pray for that ticket, because there is nothing the Democrats can put up that would... Because DeSantis will bring in the middle, the soccer moms. He will bring in a lot of the middle that they're going to need to win.
Yeah, and
so would Tim Scott, too. We'll see.
I'm for it because I think it unites the right,
Right.
I think
correct.
Everybody comes together and stop this sort of circular firing squad.
Bingo. Yeah.
Mike at Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to share a story about Ike Turner. He was the headliner at the Duluth Bayfront Blues Festival, and I just looked it up. It was exactly 10 years ago this summer, and it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize what a star that guy was. He came out on the stage in a kind of a white Elvis suit, and he sat down at a piano. And he wailed on that piano like I have never seen. And he made some comment. He was 72 or 73 years old. But it was amazing. I also saw Elvis a few months before he died live. And it was an Elvis moment to see Ike Turner. It was really amazing. I couldn't believe how good he was and what a professional piano player and musician that he was.
Thanks for sharing that, Mike. Appreciate the call. A little tribute to Tina Turner today, who was previously married to Ike Turner before he did some really bad things. Darren in Castleton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Darren. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. This is difficult for me to say, but I really believe the best we can hope for is to gain back the Senate and hold the House so that the stupidity of the Democrats doesn't get out of hand, because as much as I admire Donald Trump, I can't see that he's going to carry any of the swing states, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and you need those. And DeSantis and Trump on the same ticket, all you'll do is carry Florida. And it's not enough. You got to spread out the ticket. And I just wish that Donald Trump was an amazing economic and financial mind, but he's just not going to pull the Republicans across the presidential line.
Darren, appreciate that analysis. Call again, 701-271-1100. Texter says, Scott, do you think if President Trump wouldn't be so nasty, he would have a better chance to be reelected? Or is it too late for him? I think all that's baked into the cake. I think people, Donald Trump's not going to change. Donald Trump's not going to be, quote-unquote, more presidential. He's not going to go Mr. Nice. It's just in his DNA. I think he's impulsive by nature, and if somebody punches, he punches back. Just is how it works. And so I think the contrast is going to be, do you want four more years of what we have with Joe Biden, or do you want to go back to the prosperity that was there under Donald Trump? That's the question people are going to ask themselves. Are some people going to say, I don't like him because of the tweets or whatever? Of course. Of course they are. No doubt about it. But I think there's more people disgusted with the condition of the country the last 4 years, that'll outweigh that, would be my take on that. Appreciate the call. Texter says you need to listen to what Mike Lindell says about DeSantis. I didn't know Mike Lindell was opining there, but I will do it. We're due to have Mike Lindell back on, kind of analyze what happened in Arizona and talk about what's next as well. Don't forget Camping World. They have a huge flag, too. Very good point. They do. We'll give a shout-out to anybody with a big American flag showing their true colors. Ellingson as well. I'm just as impressed when I go down the street and see them in front of houses or in a pole in the backyard of houses.
We just got our new one up.
Did you?
Very excited, yep.
That's why you got to love Jim the Flagpole guy. That's what he's doing every single day.
You bet.
571 flag. Eric in Grand Forks, I got a half a minute for you. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I heard that Ron DeSantis is backed by a lot of rhinos, I'm not comfortable with that. Therefore, I wouldn't vote for DeSantis. I think he's kind of a rhino in hiding. What do you guys think?
Well, what I would
I
say
think that's
that,
valid.
I don't think he's a rhino in hiding. Otherwise, we'd have seen that in Florida. We've seen nothing that suggests he's a rhino. I think what that is Trump hate from the rhino crowd that's going for anybody but Trump.
Okay. Yep.
And they wanna,
I see that.
They want to back him because they think he can win.
Right.
Yeah, I think Ron has a lot of backing from the rhinos, and that's where he's getting his donations from, and I don't trust that.
You know, you are right. There are going to be people that are going to disagree with you and I, and those issues are going to back DeSantis because they don't like Trump. It doesn't mean DeSantis is bad.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. Twitter breaks yesterday after Ron DeSantis' much-hyped presidential announcement with Elon Musk went live on Twitter Spaces. Officially GOP presidential candidate DeSantis, after filing the necessary paperwork yesterday, went on Fox News last night.
I'm running to lead a great American comeback. We know the country's on the wrong track. We see it with our eyes. We feel it in our bones. We see the border being overrun. We see crime infesting the cities. We see the federal government making it more difficult for families to make ends meet. And we have a president who is a listless vessel.
Florida sweeps Carolina to advance to the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas and Dallas will skate tonight. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. What are we looking at today? For great specials, meatball subs or a French dip sandwich in Valley City, Salisbury steak or breakfast hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29 stuffed green peppers or country fried steak, NP Avenue, Salisbury steak. Glendon has meatloaf, pulled pork nachos on 45th Street. Whew. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And a really neat text message from a listener here saying, during COVID, when Memorial Day services were canceled, we decided to play taps at area cemeteries to honor veterans. We've continued the service. My husband is a retired military veteran, and I'm a retired music teacher, a trumpet player. And she sent me this year's schedule, which is pretty neat. I'm having a little bit of trouble reading it, but it says so we're honoring veterans by playing taps at area cemeteries. 8:30 in Newburgh, 9:15 in Johannesdal, 9:30 in Trinity Church, 9:45 Stone Church, 10 o'clock Ebenezer, Old Leipzig, Odessa at 10:20, New Leipzig at Baptist, and New Leipzig Congregational at 10:30. It's on Memorial Day now. New Leipzig Lutheran and New Leipzig Catholic at 10:45. Finish at 11. New Leipzig Veterans Memorial at 11:15. Is it Fleek? Is that how you say that? 11:50. Zora at 12 noon. Selma Union at 12:30. And Pleasant View and Lark at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock will be joining hundreds of other players across America by playing taps at the Lee Cemetery.
Wow. Awesome.
That is really neat. Thank you for that. And encourage folks to find a Memorial Day service. If you've never done that before, it's a really special way to spend Memorial Day. You know, take 45 minutes, an hour out of your day and find a service. A lot of folks really pour their heart into making sure there are services available, and there's some really neat ones. So I love the small town ones myself. It's pretty special. All right, our next guest is going to tell us a little bit about the last legislative session and how it impacted health care, and specifically Sanford Health. Sanford Bismarck President and CEO Dr. Todd Schaefer with us today on the program. Dr. Schaefer, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How have you been?
I've been well. Thank you very much. Good to hear your voice, and look forward to learning a little bit about the last legislative session. If you could point to anything in the way of significant, meaningful legislation that was passed this session that impacts and benefits the healthcare community, what would you point to?
So, there are several things that the legislature really worked to support North Dakota's rural healthcare delivery system. You know, as we worked with the specific legislators and the legislature in general, I think we saw a theme coming through as we worked through the last couple of years with COVID and whatnot. Really just how do we support the rural healthcare delivery system, not just referral hospitals, but also critical access hospitals, and how do we work together? And there were some themes that really emerged. You know, first and foremost, looking at behavioral health, that was a topic that was top of mind for a lot of people. One thing that we're really pleased to see is that they approved interstate licensing compact for both psychologists and counselors. What that really does is it helps streamline the process for healthcare workers to practice in participating compact states. So if you maybe work in South Dakota, but then you transfer up and you come to North Dakota, or from Maryland going to North Dakota, to be able to come in and practice your trade in behavioral health, it really streamlines that process. Instead of having to go through and reapply and do all these steps to be able to start working, this helps get people in quicker to be able to start providing their services. It's something that we do in a lot of other areas. We produce in a lot of these different licensing compacts include physicians, nurses, advanced practice nursing, physical therapy, emergency medical services, et cetera. It really just helps, you know, these behavioral health needs. And that's one of the big things that we have for a need in the state. So that was a great win for the state of North Dakota. Second, the state created a state office of immigration. The leaders of both chambers really saw this as a priority. There was a couple of bills. They merged them nicely. And what this does is it helps to, again, help streamline the process to bring in some workers that are interested in coming to North Dakota. Unfortunately, you know, what we have for capacity is produced nurses in our system. We have 2,000 requisitions, and our state can produce about 500 nurses. So how do we increase that capacity to bring people in North Dakota? You know, we've had great success in Stanford bringing in internationally educated nurses into both Fargo and Bismarck, and they've been incorporated and have done a very, very nice job caring for patients. So really exciting to see North Dakota work this Office of Immigration to help all employers across the state, including healthcare.
Interesting. You said 2,000 requisitions for nurses, and we only have the capacity to produce 500. Is that right?
That is accurate. So if you look at all the nursing programs in the state, on average, about 550 graduates, you know, plus or minus somewhere in there, that graduate per year. And the latest study that was done by the North Dakota Hospital Association showed that we had about north of 2,000 open positions in the state for nursing. So the schools are doing a wonderful job of doing all they can to increase their capacity. It's just that, you know, if they would have to go up by 400% in order to meet that demand. So, you know, so I think it's just a way to help look at it from a different angle to be able to fill those needs.
And the 2,000 is an annual need.
That is, and that's where at this point in time, where the need is. So it could be up 1 year, it could be down 1 year. If, you know, these programs work well, we may not need an annual need. You know, if we have, you know, we fill these open positions with turnover rates, it's probably less than that. And then the system that we have in place might be able to fill those positions. But this just gives us a way to kind of get ahead of it in order to not strain the system so hard to try to produce, you know, 400% above what we need currently.
And you know, obviously we don't know how much this immigration legislation is going to help, but what is your expectation or hope that will contribute to the need?
Well, specifically for Stanford, we've brought in locally here in Bismarck, and I know Fargo has brought in near 120. We've had about between 50 and 60. And our projections with the new graduates that we've hired, as well as these internationally educated nurses, we will hopefully be without a contract labor nurse in our facility in quarter three of this year. So we're looking at the August timeframe to not have a requirement for contract labor. We use them when we have to, but with this program that we've been able to do, it has decreased our reliance on contract nursing.
And talk about the impact of that decision. I mean, and the impact rather of that. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary when you consider what you've been through and COVID and everything else, and how many nurses you've had to contract for from all over. But by not having that, what is the difference on the system that makes?
Well, the difference is, you know, there's you know, kind of the main one is the economics of it. You know, the contract nursing rates over the last 2.5 years have gone up dramatically. Now they've come down to more market level, but still about twice as high what we had done before, had to pay before. So just those rates that we don't have to pay allows us to be able to invest in other areas. As example, raises in the employees that we have that are badged employees, investment in our facilities, and an investment in our community. So when we're able to give back to the community as healthcare, which is very important to us, it's not just taking care of patients, it's also being there for our communities. It allows us to positively impact all three of those areas now instead of paying a contract rate for, and it's not just nurses, there's other areas that we pay for contract rates, but specifically nurses that we've been trying to work on throughout healthcare. And this is great for all industries. You know, you look at, you know, I'm at the Greater North Dakota Chamber, and there's a lot of interest in this just for businesses across the state. So there's a lot of excitement with the potential to help, you know, help all of industries be able to take advantage of this to a certain extent. Obviously, we like to continue to work with our educational partners to find spots for new grads in the state. But this just gives another tool in our tool belt to help help with that process.
Another piece of legislation that people have connected to the workforce issue is affordable child care. And specific to the healthcare industry, how do you see that helping?
So, you know, the legislature approved programs that total approximately $65 million to help increase access to affordable child care. When you look at what's available for child care, you know, healthcare workers specifically have some odd shifts. You know, they're going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're getting done at, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, working a 12-hour shift. And that availability may not always be there. But what these programs do is it helps take some of that burden off of whether it's employers or employees, and then helps support these child care providers to be open longer hours, to have additional staff that can then be there for these rooms. Because as we know, if they don't have health care, then you either have to find somebody to watch your child from 6 to 8 when maybe that daycare center opens up, or not be able to take an inpatient job and have to do a clinic job, as an example, that has a different hours with that. So it really helps open up that access. So then our nurses, environmental services, physicians, et cetera, you know, anybody who's working those realms with those hours are able to have that access and be able to work a full shift, not have to worry about saying, I have to leave the industry because I just can't find childcare at the end of the day.
About a minute left, but I also want to ask you about the expanded funding to provide scholarships and loan forgiveness for healthcare workers. What is that? How will it help?
So it's that'll help by really trying to attract people to come to North Dakota and stay in North Dakota. So high demand positions such as nurses, behavioral health providers, lab techs, physicians, et cetera. It provides them some incentive to, you know, pay back or just forgive the loans. If they don't have a significant loan burden, then there's some scholarships to be able to come to North Dakota and, you know, buy a home or just be able to set up life to live in North Dakota. So, you know, it gives a financial incentive for people to be here for 1, 2, 3 years, et cetera. And then once they get here, they see our quality of life, family-oriented, and just how hardworking and great North Dakotans are. And, you know, we hope that a lot of them will stick and stick with it.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you hear these just the headlines and you don't really get the details. You're giving us some great meat on the bones, my term today. Detail is encouraging. A lot of good things here. Dr. Schaefer, thank you.
I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Sanford Bismarck President, CEO Dr. Todd Schaefer with us today on the program, and great recap on the legislative session, how it can make the difference on some key issues there. Fascinating. All right, final segment of What's on Your Mind after this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
Yvonne, there are some beauties here from Tina Turner's.
Oh, that's from back in the day. Ike and Tina.
Repertoire.
A Fool in Love. You can see why who the talent was in that duo. Just saying.
Texter says, listening to the I voted for Trump butt people is like Groundhog Day. We heard this line before and they were all wrong. Another says, until Ron DeSantis tells us what he thinks of Mitch McConnell and takes him on, I'm not trusting him. Yeah, there you go. I thought we'd do this after I tell you about MyPillow and suggested once again for all the grad party gifts you have to attend that you remember these kids that are graduating from high school, many of them are going off to college, trade schools. They're not going to be living at home. They could use a new pillow. some towels, some sheets, bathrobe. And MyPillow has them. Go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com. Type in the promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. Here's my prize for you to wrap up the day. We earlier in the program aired Ron DeSantis and his announcement for president. Some of you said, hey, do you remember Trump and the escalator? Here's that speech. We'll play a little bit of it.
So nice. Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you. It's great to be at Trump Tower. It's great to be in a wonderful city, New York. And it's an honor to have everybody here. This is beyond anybody's expectations. There's been no crowd like this. And I can tell you, some of the candidates, they went in, they didn't know the air conditioner didn't work. They sweated like dogs. They didn't know the room was too big because they didn't have anybody there. How are they going to beat ISIS? I don't think it's going to happen.
Interesting there, because that could be a little reference to what happened last night with the glitches to DeSantis. But this was, of course, in 2016. This is Trump's original, right after down the escalator, his announcement.
Our country is in serious trouble. We don't have victories anymore. We used to have victories, but we don't have them. When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They kill us. I beat China all the time. All the time. When did we beat Japan at anything? They send their cars over by the millions. And what do? When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? It doesn't exist, folks. They beat us all the time. When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. Thank you. It's true. And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection, and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop fast. Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East. They become rich. I'm in competition with them. They just built a hotel in Syria. Can you believe this? They built a hotel. When I have to build a hotel, I pay interest. They don't have to pay interest because they took the oil that when we left Iraq, I said we should have taken. So now ISIS has the oil. And what they don't have, Iran has. And in 19, and I will tell you this, and I said it very strongly, years ago, I said, and I love the military, and I want to have the strongest military that we've ever had, and we need it more now than ever, but I said, don't hit Iraq, because you're going to totally destabilize the Middle East. Iran is going to take over the Middle East. Iran and somebody else will get the oil.
I don't know that I remember that he was as much on leaning heavily into the foreign policy.
Oh, I remember that.
In the beginning of his tenure as a presidential candidate. That's right after he came down the escalator there, folks. So you heard DeSantis, you heard Trump. You decide who you think had the better of the first announcements on the presidential stage. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.